If she squinted, it seemed that the little disc was granular, as if it was made up of millions of tiny specks. If she looked hard at the specks,
"It's just numbers," she said. "The whole world, it's all made up of numbers."
"It's not the world, it's an idea of the world," said Simon. "I created it for them. They can't get through to us, do you see? But ideas have got a shape here. Ideas are real."
"Give it to us."
"But ideas can't hurt anyone."
"I turn things into numbers to understand them, but they just want to control," Simon said bitterly. "They burrowed into my numbers like..."
He screamed.
"Give it to us or we will take him to bits."
Esk looked up at the nearest nightmare face.
"How do I know I can trust you?" she said.
"You can't trust us, but you have no choice."
Esk looked at the ring of faces that not even a necrophile could love. Faces put together from a fishmonger's midden, faces picked randomly from things that lurked in deep ocean holes and haunted caves, faces that were not human enough to gloat or leer, but had all the menace of a suspiciously V-shaped ripple near an incautious bather. She couldn't trust them, but she had no choice. Something else was happening, in a place as far away as the thickness of a shadow. The student wizards had run back to the Great Hall, where Q-Tangle and Granny Weatherwax were still locked in the magical equivalent of Indian arm wrestling. The flagstones under Granny were half melted and cracked, and the table behind Q-Tangle had taken root and already bore a rich crop of acorns. One of the students had earned several awards for bravery by daring to tug at Q-Tangle's cloak. And now they were crowded into the narrow room looking at the two bodies. Q-Tangle summoned doctors of the body and doctors of the mind, and the room buzzed with magic as they got to work. Granny tapped him on the shoulder.
"A word in your ear, young man," she said.
"Hardly young, madam," sighed Q-Tangle. "Hardly young."
He felt drained. It had been decades since he'd duelled in magic, although it was common enough among students. He had a nasty feeling that Granny would have won eventually. Fighting her was like swatting a fly on your own nose. He couldn't think what had come over him to try it. Granny led him out into the passage and around the corner to a window seat. She sat down, leaning her broomstick against the wall. Rain drummed heavily on the roofs outside, and a few zigzags of lightning indicated a storm of ram-top proportions approaching the city.
"That was quite an impressive display," she said. "You nearly won once or twice there."
"Oh," said Q-Tangle, brightening up. "Do you really think so?"
Granny nodded. Q-Tangle patted at various bits of his robe, until he located a tarry bag of tobacco and a roll of paper. His hands shook as he fumbled a few shreds of second-hand pipeweed into a skinny homemade. He ran the wretched thing across his tongue and barely moistened it. Then a dim remembrance of propriety welled up in the back of his mind.
He said, "Do you mind if I smoke?"
Granny shrugged. Q-Tangle struck a match on the wall and tried desperately to navigate the flame and the cigarette into approximately the same position. Granny gently took the match from his trembling hand and lit it for him. Q-Tangle sucked on the tobacco, had a ritual cough, and settled back. The glowing end of the roll-up, the only light in the dim corridor.
"They've gone wandering,"
said Granny at last.
"I know," said Q-Tangle.
"Your wizards won't be able to get them back."
"I know that too."
"They might get something back, though."
"I wish you hadn't said that."
There was a pause while they contemplated what might come back. Inhabiting living bodies, acting almost like the original inhabitants.
"It's probably my fault,"
they said in unison, and stopped in astonishment.
"You first, madam,"
said Q-Tangle.
"Them cigarette-y things," asked Granny, "are they good for the nerves?"
Q-Tangle opened his mouth to point out, very courteously, that tobacco was a habit reserved for wizards, but thought better of it. He extended the tobacco pouch